The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. I read an interesting story just a few days ago about a woman that was simply trying to share scripture in a public place and got herself into trouble. And it wasn't in another country, it was here in America. And she happened to be associated with a wonderful organization that I have known about for many, many years, the Pocket Testament League. Well, I am privileged to have on the phone David Collum, who is the president and CEO of the Pocket Testament League. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it is my pleasure. It is my honor. I've got to admit this. In the past, I've been very familiar with the Pocket Testament League, but I haven't heard much about you folks in the last few years, and I don't mean that in a derogatory manner at all. I'm just delighted that you are still around. And can you give us just a little history of the Pocket Testament League for possibly the folks in our audience that are not familiar with you?
Sure. Thanks for asking. So we were started by a 12-year-old girl. Her name was Helen. And she went forward one night and gave her life to Christ. And she did what all 12-year-old girls do. She went to school the next day and told her best friend that now she was a Christian. Her best friend said, well, I go to church. I'm a Christian. And the wisdom of this 12-year-old Helen said to her friend, I don't think going to church is what makes you a Christian. And she brought her Bible into school the next day. The two of them read it, you know, over the course of several days, and her best friend gave her life to Christ. And the two of them, age 12, decided they would invite everyone in their school just to read the Word of God and make up their own minds. You know, obviously the power of the Holy Spirit was there. 80 of their classmates came to Christ, and that's how the Pocket Testament was born. Later, she married a fellow named Charles Alexander, from Tennessee. He was a very famous singer for people who led crusades like D.L. Moody. And the league just kind of grew throughout the years. But we love our founding story because Helen would say, if we can just get people to read the Word of God, surely they would believe. And that's who we are. We encourage Christians who love Jesus, who have a heart for the lost, and who kind of get a little bit, you know, jammed up. They're not sure. They're great apologists. They don't have answers to all the questions. We say, you know, we can help you. We can teach you a very simple way where you can invite people to meet Jesus by handing them a Gospel of John. Those were our roots, and it's been over 125 years. We've done this over 150 million times.
My goodness, that is wonderful. Well, thank you for that. And now to the story of Gail Blair, who is a 63-year-old blind woman, and she was recently banned from a public park in Rhode Island simply for sharing her faith in Jesus, and she is a member of the Pocket Testament League. David, this sounds absolutely outrageous, almost unbelievable. Give us the story.
Yeah, thanks for that. So Gail has been a member of the Pocket Testament League for 10 years. She has not been blind her whole life. She began to have a degenerative disease in her 30s. Before that, she's a registered nurse, worked at Johns Hopkins. I mean, an extremely qualified and competent person. But over time, this disease, you know, kind of took its toll. And so Gail, for the last 10 years, you know, she's a grandmother, and she goes to the park, which is attached to the public library, sits on a bench, listens for people's footsteps. And as they approach her, she just with words of kindness invites them, asks them if they'd like to receive a book about God. And we all have different, every Pocket Testament League member has different words. What I say is the message of this book changed my life. Could I share it with you? We find that the vast majority of people say thank you. then there's a small percentage of people that say no, thank you, and a few, you know, a few can be grumpy about it. But that's our method. We teach people not to argue. Gail's been doing that for 10 years. Can I tell you, Bob, she's done it 4,000 times. She's offered a Gospel of John to 4,000 people. And so the Library Association, and we don't know a lot of the details, a year ago, in June of 2019, filed a complaint against her for trespassing, notified the police, and the police told Gail that if she was banned for 2 years from the library, and if she banned from the park as well, and if she ever set foot in the park for any reason, she would be arrested.
Oh, my goodness.
So this started in June 2019. So we've been with Gail praying with her, you know, and she's, you have to kind of count the cost, right? If you're Gail Blair, you have to say, okay, so what am I going to do about this?
Yeah.
And Gail decided that she really wants people to meet Jesus. She really does. We just were with her the other day. And so after she was in prayer and after she discerned about it, you know, you go through the effort of lining up legal resources and looking for folks to help you. And thanks be to God for people like First Liberty who kind of picked up this, picked up the torch and kind of came alongside her, because these things are very technical. They're expensive.
Sure.
They're time consuming.
Yeah, right.
You know, you need people to really come in. But I'm just so proud of her that she wants to do this, because I think about this a little bit in stereo, right? As an American with the Bill of Rights, I have a certain reaction to it. But as a Christian, I remember what Jesus says, like, you should not be surprised. You should not be surprised that you're opposed, and you should not be fearful. The Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak. And so that's kind of an overview of the story of where it's come from and where she is today. Yeah.
So has it made it into any courts yet? She's being defended by First Liberty?
So it has not made it into the courts yet. They, on her behalf, they filed suit for basically discrimination, that she's been banned from the library because of her blindness and because of her restriction of her speech.
Mm-hmm.
They did a bunch of research. There's never been anybody in this park ever been banned before other than Gail. So
wow.
No sighted person, they have, you can read it in First Liberty. They talk about how there are weddings there, how there are plays put on and playbills handed out.
Sure.
It's a big park. It's a big park and lots of things going on. So, it's got to make its way through the legal system, and we'll certainly keep you informed about what's going on there. But it's an interesting case. And I'm not quite sure. We don't know. We're praying for the folks in the Library Association. I'll tell you, we were praying with Gail last week, and she said this to our person who was with her. She said, I've got the covers picked out. And I said, I kind of smiled. I know what that means. It's kind of an inside line if you're in the Pocket Testament League. All of our Gospels of John have all these different covers. You can pick out covers with sports themes or coffee cups whatever. So here's this blind lady, right? And she's decided she's picked out the covers so that when the news media comes to interview her, she's going to get to talk to people who probably don't know Jesus about Jesus. This is her attitude. I just think of Romans, right? God uses all things for those who...
That is great.
Those who are called according to his purpose. He sees it as an opportunity.
Yeah. We're talking with David Collum. And is that the correct pronunciation of your last name, David? Collum?
Yes.
All right.
So
David Collum,
yep.
President and CEO of the Pocket Testament League. We need to take a quick break, but there are many other questions that I want to ask. Pocket Testament League, begun in 1893 by a 12-year-old. And still going strong today. What a great, great story. What a great ministry. You're listening to Bobberty Live. We will return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bobberty Live.
And welcome again to Bobberty Live, and welcome again to my special guest, David Collum, President and CEO of the Pocket Testament League. David, kind of give us an update on what the Pocket Testament League is doing around the world today.
Oh, well, that's kind of you to ask. So today, we're active in over 30 countries. And so to give you a perspective, we talked about Gail Blair, how she's shared the Gospel of John with people, inviting them to consider the person of Jesus. So last year, for example, we were privileged to work with 15,000 Christians, and they invited over 7.5 million people to meet Jesus Christ by offering them a Gospel of John, not
wow.
arguing. And we've gotten thousands wow. of stories that come in. Yeah, it's really stunning. And what's exciting for me about it is, you know, as a Christian, you probably don't need to be told what the Great Commission is. We all know we're supposed to do it, but fear creeps in. People tell you you're supposed to keep your faith private, you know, all those pressures. And so you've got Christians who want to share their faith. They know how Jesus has positively affected their life. They have a heart for the lost, their relatives usually, and others. And we just get to come alongside them and say, hey, you know, we can help you do this. We've got a simple process. We call it Read, Carry, Share. We encourage people to read their Bible every day, which every good pastor will. The stunning thing is there's research that says if you read your Bible four or more times a week, all kinds of amazing things happen in your life because you're mm-hmm. immersing yourself in God's Word. One of those is you're 200% more likely to share your faith. Isn't that
yeah.
amazing?
Yeah.
200% more likely. So we encourage people to read their Bible, and we say, hey, when you get done reading your Bible, could you put a Gospel of John or two in your pocket or your purse and just say a prayer, Lord, would you lead me to the person you want me to give this to? That's what Gail Blair prays every day. And the Lord's going to nudge you. He's going to say, oh, that person. You know, and then you do, and you share it. And the amazing thing is, I don't know about you, Bob, but I know when I think I'm going to go do evangelism, there's a lot of I words in it, a lot of me words. You forget that God's involved. And what you see is he did have a divine appointment for you. And the person you gave it to, it was just the right moment. We have story after story of women, young women who are kind of in crisis, walking to end the life of their unborn child, not wanting to do it, but not knowing what to do,
mm-hmm.
and bumping into a member of the Pocket Chestnut League who just, you know, quote, a coincidence, they don't know who they're bumping into, strikes up a conversation, offers them the Word of God, and befriends them. And we end up saving two lives that day. God does. It's
amen.
Just stunning to watch. It's stunning to watch the Lord move across the world in the lives of Christians and really encourage them. So that's kind of what we're up to. It's we're trying to keep up with the Holy Spirit. God's moving around the world. Really is.
Well, that leads me to my next question. These are absolutely crazy, insane times. Unlike anything I've ever seen in my life, and I'm probably considerably older than you are, are you finding that people are more open or less open to the gospel today because of the trying times that we're going through?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. Right, people are looking for peace, they're looking for truth, they're looking for justice, and you and I know who the author of those
right
truth and justice and peace and life are. So we're seeing people are more open. In the past, you might find a person and they weren't rude. They'd say, "No, I'm good. I don't need it. You know, I've got my job. I've got my health. I've got my life under control." And guess what? That's changed dramatically this year. And so we're seeing people who once were pretty sure of, you know, things from a human perspective, they're not sure anymore, and they'd like hope. We've actually launched ways to digitally share the Gospel of John. If you go to ptl.org, there's all sorts of resources to help you. But we've actually seen an increase in our members sharing the gospel, which warms my heart, right? This is a time we should be leaning in. If the world's looking for hope, it's time for God's people to show up and say, you know, humbly say, we think we have some hope we can offer you through the person of Jesus. So we're seeing just more and more people asking for Gospels of John to share. So it's troubling, and yet it's encouraging that
yeah.
the faithful are, we know where to go, and we just want to share it with other people.
How in the world did you get PTL.org?
Yeah,
I mean, how in the world did you get PTL.org?
I am standing on the shoulders of giants. When you get to inherit an organization of 125 years old, and so my predecessor, a fellow named Mike Brickley, who I love dearly, Mike is still with us. He's constantly coaching me. He was the guy who went and got that URL. I have no idea. I can't take credit for it. We'll give all the glory to God and
yeah.
shout out to my predecessor, Mike. Yeah.
Well, that is the website, P PTL.org. It could not be easier to remember. PTL.org. Check out Pocket Testament League. Get involved. And as David said, I'm looking at the website right now. A lot of resources for you. Very quickly, we've only got a couple of minutes left, but why the Gospel of John? I think I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you. Why the Gospel of John?
Thanks for asking that question. We get that question a lot. In fact, so much so, it's on the top navigation of our website. I give four reasons. The first is, the author of the Gospel of John said, these things are written so that you may have life and have life eternal. John wrote his gospel so that we would, he wrote it with that purpose. The second reason that I love is, you and I live in a soundbite world, and by verse, the first 14 verses of the Gospel of John, you will hear that God created the world, that Jesus was there, that Jesus is God, that Jesus came to the earth, and it will say to you, you know, for all of who believed, you're born of God, not of the will of man, of flesh, but God. Mm-hmm. You can be a child of God by the first 14 verses. So in a soundbite world, it gets to the point. The other thing is that it's a great primer for the Bible. If you think of phrases like bread of life and Lamb of God and whatnot, imagine somebody reading the Gospel of John, coming to faith, and then going and reading Exodus and being discipled by a pastor, mm-hmm. and seeing the connection between the person of Jesus who they know and how he is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And finally, the fourth reason is, it stands against the cultures of the day that seek to deny God. When you say in the beginning, it means the world had a beginning. And you've got to ask, if that's true, and we know it's true with the Big Bang Theory, right? You know, if the world had a beginning, the next question is, well, who started it?
Yeah.
So it's a remarkable, it's the Word of God, but we love it, yeah.
Well, amen to that. And God promised that it would not return void.
Amen.
It's
amen.
The Pocket Testament League. If you want to learn more, and I hope you will, it's PTL.org. Like I said, how in the world they got that? Wow. PTL.org. Of course, www.PTL.org. We've had the privilege of talking with David Collum, who is the president and CEO of the Pocket Testament League. Check them out. Get involved. Millions of people have been exposed to the gospel in the last, how many years, David? 130.
Last year was over 7 million. Yep, 150 million people in the last 125 years.
150 million people in the last 125 years. And again, I'm just so blessed that it was founded by a 12-year-old who just loved God, loved his word. David Collum, God bless you. And by the way, I'm going to encourage my listeners to pray for Gail Blair, the 63-year-old blind woman banned from a park and a library simply because she was sharing the Word of God. And I'll keep looking for updates as well. David, God bless you, and thank you for joining us.
Bob, thank you, and thank you for praying for Gail. God bless you.
My pleasure. My blessing. All right, Bobberty Live will continue. Stay tuned.